So Bradford City back in action at the moment, hoping to get back to winning ways after a game a lot of Bradford fans don't really want to think about from Tuesday night against Colchester. This weekend they take on Bury, who are still not too far away from the playoffs, though not in the best run of form at the moment. Let's find out more though about Bradford's opposition this weekend and speak to Bury FC reporter Tom Pickup. Tom, welcome to the show.
Welcome, thank you.
Yeah, so for the Shakers, you had a good victory over Peterborough midweek. Overall, though, tell me how things are being seen by Bury fans at the moment.
Well, it's been a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde season for Bury so far. We first few games, we played well but couldn't win. Then we went on a six-game winning streak in the league, and we were as high as third, I think. Then we continued to do okay. We're doing well in the Cups. And then we went on a shocking run, which saw us, I think, as low as 17. But last few weeks, we've just started to get the odd results. But all of those wins have come at home. So certainly when we play Bradford on Saturday, we'll be a little bit more confident than we were a few weeks ago.
Bury sat just 5 points outside the playoffs. Is that something that's still really seen by the club as the goal, and certainly by the fans? Is that what's seen as the goal, or is it about working on consistency for now? And if the playoffs happen, great. Otherwise, no big deal. And maybe keep that consistency, you hope, through to then next season.
Yeah, I think the latter, definitely. Certainly when we first were promoted, we were thinking, let's just stay up. But the calibre of the signings in the summer, people like Peter Clark, Leon Clark, holding on to the likes of Danny Mayer and Nathan Cameron meant that I think hopes were possibly for a playoff place, and certainly after our good start. But then we have had a lot of injuries, to be fair, that's another thing we must say. So I think certainly at the moment, we're never quite in a bad run to think about going down. So I think mid-table's probably our best bet. And I think overall, most of the fans will be very happy with that.
You mentioned about some of the acquisitions who came in last summer. I, as a Huddersfield fan, Peter Clark, know well, still very much a club legend at the John Smith Stadium. I don't think any town fan would really argue with that one. What about, though, in the summer? Are you seeing that Bury may look to bring in a similar level of recruits again, or would it be a case of working still with the sort of player that's there now?
I think there'll be a few changes in the summer. I think that's what David Flitcroft likes to do. Just the odd change, just to keep the squad in check, keep it balanced. One or two might move on. We did have quite a big squad at the start of the season, lots of forwards. And you've seen people like Ryan Lowe and Danny Nardiello. They've not been able to get in the team. Ryan Lowe just about got back recently. But Nardiello's now on loan at Plymouth. So there are a few who might move on. But certainly, since David Flitcroft's been here, his two summers have been very successful in terms of getting new signings, so I'd hope for more of the same, and then hopefully kick on for the playoffs next season.
Now, what about the game against Bradford on Saturday? How's this one being seen by the Bury fans?
Well, we've seen Bradford enough already this season, haven't we? The first time in the league away was the game that ended Bury's brilliant away run. We didn't really play particularly well that night. In the FA Cup games, of course, there was a very drab 0-0 at Bury. And the away 0-0, of course, was a completely different game. Bury just hanging on for dear life, really, at times with 10 men for most of that, an extra time, and a heroic win, really, for the Shakers. That was really the win that just got us going again. And we've only, I think, won two or three more since then. But that was a heroic performance. And if we could see that again, that would be great for Bury. But I think it'll be, again, a very tight game. Bury certainly at home seem to be getting the winning formula at the moment, and I think if Bury go ahead, then I fancy the chances. But if Bradford go ahead, then it could be a completely different game.
Were there many eyebrows raised when it rippled round Gig Lane fans that Colchester were actually beating Bradford?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, certainly a few of the fans near me like to keep the scores updated as we go along, and that was certainly one you think was a home banker. Bury, of course, played Colchester a couple of weeks ago, and we were 2-0 down, but we eventually won 5-2, and it was another very strange game. So you could tell that they were a very, fragile side, where the confidence is very low as soon as they conceded. So see them win 2-1, yeah, very, very surprising. I'm sure that was a one-off for Bradford, and I'm sure they're desperate to get back to winning ways on Saturday.
Yeah, in that game on Saturday then, who is the one player for Bury that if Bradford can manage to close him down, that Bradford should come away with a good result?
Well, you'd have to say Danny Mayer, I think. Danny Mayer is the sort of the most skillful player for Bury, the player who, if, let's say, things aren't really happening creatively, he's the one who can create something out of nothing. In the last few months, to be fair, he hasn't been as effective. He's been sussed out to an extent, where often teams have had two or three men marking him for most of the game. But there were glimpses on Tuesday night, certainly, that he's back to his best. Got a couple of assists. So I think his confidence will be a lot higher after that, and he'll be looking to dictate the game. In terms of people like Leon Clark, they might not win the game, but they still get a goal. So yeah, I think Danny Mayer, he's the one to really have your eyes on, and if you can stop him, then usually you can stop Bury.
Well, Tom, great to get you back on the show, find out what the latest is with Bury FC. Thank you for joining us, fella.
Thank you very much, Andy.